Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Kylie, there she is. Padam. A fantastic photograph in the Irish Examiner today, page 3. An aerial view, all the lights looking amazing. A bit like the way Shauna was describing Calvin Harris on Saturday night. The lights look great, the sound is amazing. And just throngs upon throngs of people there for Kylie Minogue last night. A great photograph in the Examiner. Looks like a Christmas card. That's the second mention of Christmas on the show today. Good God. It's 9 minutes past 8 on Today FM. And of course, we had our Today FM sound garden down at the Electric Picnic. Fantastic. I was thrilled. After 20 years, I was invited down to play a few tunes and play a bit of waffle. And we had the Rose of EP as well, which was just brilliant. And everybody who was up on stage was just fabulous. And everybody in the audience, they all knew the show, which was great. And we had good fun. So I enjoyed it very much. And hopefully you did. If you're starting to move out of Stradbally and head home now after a great weekend. And, Leo, the guy from Fair. No. Oh, Leo Varadkar. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Leo, long time.
I heard you there talking about him. I'm just thinking about Kylie.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Kylie. Were you there? What?
No, God, no, Matt had the weekend planned for Barcelona. Oh. I'm absolutely gutted. What was it like? I mean, you were there, yeah?
Yeah,
what,
I was great. I wasn't actually at Kylie now last night because just...
What, did you hear about it, yeah?
Yeah, I heard about it. I heard she was brilliant. She did all the hits. Jesus. She was wearing all the loads of costume changes, the lighting, the sound and everything. And she just... she seemed so delighted to be there, Leo. It was just amazing. Yeah. Yeah.
I had Instagram all night and Twitter on my iPad. Serious FOMO. Yeah. I got a text from Mary Lou McDonald at 3 a.m. said wolf tones off the hook, glass of Prosecco emoji. I'm absolutely devo.
Sorry,
it's ridiculous. Yeah.
Jesus.
Matt had this thing planned for Barcelona.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. I think Kylie's doing Barcelona Association, but anyway. Well,
anyway, listen, Laurie, Leo, I've got Daniel O'Donnell on the line there as well. Daniel, how are you? Were you down at EP as well? Because Leo's a bit kind of upset now. FOMO setting in there.
I wasn't, Ian.
No.
I went to AC/DC.
Oh! What was that like?
Absolute flippin' carnage.
Right.
I was right up the front, sawn off T-shirt, 5 pints of cider, head banging myself into the ground, I was.
I'm getting a picture of my head here, yeah.
Absolutely, Ian. Absolute. Just freaking out altogether, I did. I completely lost it, Ian, I have to say now. Lost it.
Did they do all the hits? I presume.
Oh, you're damn flipping straight they did. Highway to Hell, Whole Lot of Rosie, Thunderstruck, Let There Be Rock, Big Balls, Hell's Bells. I'll tell you, whenever I hear the Angela scene when I'm at home, if you're ever in my house, I'm straight onto my knees on the ground, smashing me head off the place. I'll tell you, it's just brilliant, Dean. Jesus, I thought the place was going to explode on Big Balls.
Very good.
I've loved AC/DC since I was about 12, Ian. 1973, right. I bought my first record. And they were my gateway band into Metallica.
Right.
And then the harder stuff,
Toxic Dump and
Stench and Flesh Crawl and Infested Graveyard and Puke Chamber. And Dismembered Vermin. I love them. They're new on me now. But anyway, it was just great, Ian. It was really, really good. Would you play Hell's Bells, Ian? Would you?
What? Sorry?
Would you play Hell's Bells?
Thanks, that.
Would you play Hell's Bells there?
Gift Grub. Listen live every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.